Welcome back to Sensory Sundays. I'm presenter Peter.
And I'm presenter James. If y'all didn't know, it's World Book Day. Our guests,
Sophie, Jessica, Alan. Today, our guests are bringing in their favorite piece of literature for us to read in ASMR.
How did you come across this book?
Well, I walked into a cupboard. And this fell on my head, and it's the only thing I've been able to read since.
What a tragic story.
Yeah.
Presenter Peter will now read a piece from Skellig by David Almond.
I'm so excited.
What should I call you? A? Should I tell her? Nobody. Mr. Nobody. Mr. Bones. I'm Mr. Had Enough. I'm Mr. Author. You just get out and leave me alone. Will you think about the baby? I said. Hey. Will you think about her in hospital? Will you think about her getting better?
How did you enjoy that?
I've had insomnia for 5 years and this will put me to sleep. Thank you.
We're glad we can help. And here now, our guest Jessica. And in the spirit of World Book Day, she wrote a poem. Tell us about the poem.
So I wrote this poem for my love Edgar and it's called I Miss You. Unfortunately, me and Edgar are no longer lovers, which angers me to a certain extent, so I portrayed my true emotions onto this poem, and I really hope you can read it out in honor of World Book Day.
A black hole replaces the heart in my chest because it knows that you're gone. Numbness surrounding to once again suppress the image of you, the perfection. Edgar, I love you, 'cause as soon as I think of your voice and your face, the pain swallows me whole, sickening, twisting. Please help me forget the saddening feelings that you won't console, Edgar. I feel like I'm drowning, dying. You'll come back to me, Edgar. That hope is in vain, though, isn't it now? My love, my heart grows black. 'Cause, baby, it's a love story. Just say yes.
Did you enjoy that experience?
That was absolutely sensational. I'm so proud of you two for enlightening my sensory Sunday by reading that out to me. And Edgar, if you're watching this, please come back to me.
So now we're going to do a segment where we do World Book Day ASMR. You ready for this, guys? Okay, let's begin.
Our next guest is Alan, a really exciting dude to talk about the Bible. So, Alan, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
So, what about the Bible do you love?
It's just a good book to read to pass the time. Like, whenever I have free time, I just take out the Bible. It's a good book.
So, what does this quote specifically mean to you?
Oh, it's just about life and stuff and the Bible.
Deep, deep. Yeah. So, why do you want this to be read in ASMR specifically?
Because I feel like it makes the quote better.
Of course. What isn't better in ASMR? So now I'm going to kick it off to presenter James reading in ASMR this Bible quote.
Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his word and his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope, to the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance uncorruptible and undefiled, and that does not which fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation.
So, Alan, was that amazing or was it not?
It was amazing. I felt like Jesus was in the room. I felt the presence of the Bible from that quote.
I felt it too. It could have been just the spinning from James's teeth, but yes. I felt as if a godly presence was with me. That was incredible, Alan. Thank you so much. Thank you all so much for tuning in to our World Book Day edition of Sensory Sunday. Do you have anything to say, James?
All I could say is all the samples we read today really helped people enjoy reading more.
Yes, yes, they really did. We combined the worlds of reading and ASMR, and it created something beautiful. So, we're going to say goodbye to our guests now. So, goodbye to Jessica.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye to the one and only Sophie.
Bye.
And goodbye to Alan, the Bible boy.
Happy World Book Day.
Sure.